As Michael told me, it's pretty rare these days for Israelis to publicly condemn what their military is doing in Gaza. And even when Israelis do take to the streets in protest, they're often afraid of the backlash. Rebecca Collard has that story from Tel Aviv.
Muhammad Ali Karawi, 13. Abdullah Muhammad Karawi, 12.
In a square in central Tel Aviv, a young Israeli woman wrapped in a black and white checkered Palestinian keffiyeh reads the names of those killed this week by Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip.
Sliman Abu Susyan.
In front of a sign that says, "All blood is equal," Israeli artists take turns calling for peace and asking their government to stop its deadly assault on Gaza. Yesha Marmer is among the crowd, holding a poster that says "Stop the War" in Hebrew, Arabic, and English.
We are here to protest the massacre in Gaza, to protest the war, to say that the madness of Netanyahu's government have nothing to do with the security of the citizens of Israel.
There are maybe 1,000 Israelis in Kikar Rabin, a square named after the Israeli prime minister who was assassinated right here in 1995. He was killed by a right-wing Jewish extremist after he signed the Oslo peace accords with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Some now worry that that sort of violent backlash is on the rise again in Israel. In the last week, several Israeli anti-war protests were attacked violently by angry mobs, resulting in injuries and arrests.
I didn't come for 3 or 5 demos that took place recently because I was afraid. We've never seen violence in such scale towards Jews. Towards Arabs, there was a lot of violence, but towards Jews, it's kind of new.
That's Rotem Malenki, a 35-year-old filmmaker and the only one holding an Israeli flag at this protest. He says as the death toll rises in Gaza, it's his obligation to be here.
As a person who has these privileges of, you know, being a Jewish in the Jewish state and being a male, and I have most of the privileges of an Israeli can have, so I need to let my voice be heard.
But at least at the moment, that voice is a minority here in Israel. A group of Israelis who disagree with the protests start yelling from the crowd. One of them runs to the microphone and tries to take it out of the hand of the activist. The police rush in and remove him. On another night, in the mixed Jewish Arab neighborhood of Jaffa, there are around 500 police surrounding a protest in a park. Right-wing activists are using Facebook to call for this protest to be attacked. A mob tries to reach the park. This video, posted by an Israeli journalist, shows the blocked mob jumping up and down with Israeli flags and chanting "Death to Arabs." But death threats are also now directed at Jewish Israelis who speak out against their military's actions, often sent in Facebook messages and emails to activists.
Saying, whatever, you should die, you're a traitor, you should be raped by Palestinians. That's very common.
Mayan Dak is from Israel's Coalition of Women for Peace. She and many of their members have been threatened and also physically attacked in protests.
Yeah, we were attacked last week severely, and it was in the center of Tel Aviv. It's the first time I've seen anything like it in Tel Aviv. It became legitimate to attack people, and it became like heroic.
Israeli politicians have condemned the attacks, but not necessarily the sentiment. Regardless, Israeli activists say they will not be silenced, fueled by what most feel is the responsibility to speak out. For The World, I'm Rebecca Collard, Tel Aviv.